The salmon run is picnic time for teddy bears. Even the older bears can't contain their excitement. The youngsters need all the practice they can get. This snorkeling technique is only used by experienced bears. The salmon run lasts for only 5 weeks in late summer and attracts bears from 100 kilometers away. The older bears quickly claim their fishing rights. Youngsters are stuck with whatever's left. Some strike it lucky, others discover just how easily their food can slip away.
What up, what up, what up? It's your friendly neighborhood bear here. Just got back from the salmon run, as you probably heard. That's why I haven't been on for a while, so I apologize deeply. But had to feed myself, you know? Salmon only come every now and then, so I had to get in on it, but I'm back, I'm playing golf, and let's get into it. Played maybe 10 games for sure. Your bear hit under 100, so twice actually, so I played at John Bloomberg, hit a 97. Then I played at, where was it? I think John Bloomberg again, hit a 99. Only two so far that I've played under 100, but hey, been playing for a year and I've hit under 100, so not too bad. Kind of getting better each time, but the big takeaway today is that I went for lessons yesterday, and I wasn't expecting to go for lessons, but the opportunity arose, so I jumped on them, and the 1 hour of lessons was life-changing. I've been doing it all wrong. Who knew? They had us, so when you're holding the club, you want to hold the club by your fingers. You don't want to hold it by your palm. And of course, I've been gripping that thing like it was, life or death. And then you want to slightly bend your knees, but like ever so slightly, but you really just want to hinge forward, let your arms drop, and then swing. And let me tell you, it's been making a difference. I'm still only getting like 4 out of the 10 shots I take. Well, no. Okay, I'm getting like 6 out of the 10 shots I take. But, it's so much more flowing. And I'm not, my arms aren't doing all the work using the torso. I gotta limber up a bit because I'm still a bit tight when I swing. But, man, that coaching, that's what I needed, I think. So obviously I'm going to get another one and stuff, but that was really good. I really, really enjoyed that lesson, and Yeah, no, the big takeaway is just be limber. He showed us a picture of Rory and his setup. And one of the things I actually noticed is, because I practiced the whole time using a 9-iron, is that I really used my, I think my clubs were like, you know, I was hitting the ball too far away from me. I need to bring it in more when I swing. And just based off of looking at Rory's swing, that's probably one of the first things I realized. But yeah, practice, never ending. What else? So I had the 10 games. Your bear got a new bag from Mrs. Garbage Bear for my birthday there. So it's a Nike, what is it? I can't remember. It's a Nike one though. Super colorful, tons of pockets, has a snack drawer. It's got the stand where the legs come out. And then you can also carry it like a backpack. So that's really good, because my old bag, it was just like a strap, so I would throw over. And it was fairly heavy. But yeah, this new strap and everything is fantastic. An amazing bag. So really lucky I got that. What else did I get? I got a couple shirts also. Was looking at getting a push cart from Costco, but I decided not to, just because I didn't feel like spending another $120 on it. But I would get that push cart, I think, probably next year. It just looks like it has a lot of features and stuff and makes it a lot easier, because even though carrying the bag with the backpack is nice, obviously having that push cart just doesn't take as much of a toll. Yeah, so I guess my big thing I want to work on is throughout the rest of the summer is, number one, the swing. Doing it the way that that trainer was telling me to. And even though it's just the basics right now, I just want to really, like I said, limber up, open up, do a complete swing, and, you know, use my torso as much as possible and not my arms. And then I think the other thing is to, so when I swing, obviously get consistent with hitting the ball, and I find that I can hit the ball fairly straight. If anything, it just goes slightly right, but I think that's not something I really need to focus on at the moment. But I need to really get my measurements down and figure out, you know, like how far I can hit the ball with my irons, because I was doing that a bit earlier in the season, and I thought I was getting about maybe 140 yards for my 9, and then like 150 yards for my 7. But now with this new swing, I'd like to, I guess figure that out again, because I don't think my distances are going to be the same, because like I said before, I was gripping the grips pretty difficult when I was, or pretty tight when I was swinging. So now I'm able to be a little bit more loose. I think I'm going to lose just a little bit of distance. But I'll probably get it back, so maybe I'll just hold off on the distance thing. But I need to figure that out. And then I need to look at, I guess just working on the short game. I found the last couple of times I played my short game was really not good at all. I was utilizing my 60 degree wedge quite a bit, and it just wasn't working. I was either topping it or I was just sculling it. And really, really annoying. And I think that's like, where you're kind of losing a lot of your points. Because if I'm on the fairway, and let's say like I'm 80 yards, well, I would go and I would use a wedge, and I'd hit my wedge, and it would go like right. So then I would be just off the green. So it's like there's a stroke that I could have been at least on the green. So now I gotta hit my wedge again, and then I get on the green, but it's not, it might be like left of the hole or something, like I don't know, like 10 feet from the hole to the left. So now I gotta putt this, but the chances of me putting a 10 foot aren't great. So now I like two or three putt it, and then I, like you go from potentially having a birdie if I would have gotten the ball on the green that first try on the fairway with my wedge to, bogeying or double bogeying it or even triple bogeying it. And it's just like I've had so many birdie chances. And it ends up being, a bogey or a double bogey, just because it takes me two to three putts to actually get into the hole. So I need a new putter, but I'm cheap. I don't want to get a new putter, but I might borrow a putter actually, because it was actually feeling pretty good. The head of my putter needs to have more weight on it, I think. And I mean, unless maybe I'll just take some lessons with the putter and it'll be okay. But I don't know. I doubt it. I do think I need a new putter. It's not heavy enough at all. So, what else? I think my drives have been okay, considering I have the ladies club. I'm able to hit you around like 250, 260. I'm thinking about potentially changing the shaft on it to a stiffer shaft, obviously, and then but keeping the club. Because I do like it. I think it's nice, but I guess depending on how much the club a new shaft would be, it might just be cheaper and easier to get a new club. So we'll see. Because like I said, once I start hitting under 90, I gotta get new irons. But I don't know, for a little bit there, I felt like I was closer to hitting 90 than I am to hitting 120. Is that the case now? That's hard to say. But I don't want to, I guess, assume that I'm just going to get better. Because like I could probably, I mean, if I really tried and I got, kind of lucky, I could go out and hit 95. But I want to hit a 95 using the proper techniques so that I can get down to a 90 at some point. I don't want to be having, I don't want to be gripping my clubs as tight as possible and hitting a 95. I want to be using the correct grip, the correct swing. And I would rather do that and get 100 or 105 or 110 or whatever by using the correct stuff, the correct techniques and the correct movements and whatnot, and then getting down into the, you know, 100s, 95s, 90s, etc. Because I don't want to, you know, create bad habits. And I think golf is one of the sports where you could really create a bad habit, and then it makes it very difficult to, makes it very difficult to actually, what's the word, you know, like, to move on, to actually, I guess, get better and progress and stuff. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm going to try, like I said, try the swing out. You know, it really felt weird holding it on your fingers, the grips, but, you know, it felt good. I honestly thought when I was going to do it, and, like, I guess originally I had in my head, I would grip the club so hard, because when I had the old grips on, I would have to, because it was so tiny for me. You know, any sort of swing would kind of move the club. I didn't have any grip on it. So I think I just automatically did that with the jumbo ones. But if I just, yeah, if I just hang my fingers on it a little bit and take the swing, like, the ball goes straight and it goes high. And, yeah, I find I'm having less issues doing it that way, the proper way, than actually just, I guess, gripping and ripping it. So, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, so far this year, it's been fun. I guess, what courses have I gone to? I've gone to Southside multiple times. And I shot a 44 on the 9 at Southside. But it is a bit of a smaller course, so that's what I'm chalking it up to there. A lot of Southside. Couple John Bloomberg, which I know I've trashed it in the past with posts and whatnot. You know what? It's a half decent course. I will say that. I really don't mind the course. And the price is like $40 or something, so with a cart. Or 45 with a cart, so you really can't complain. And then I think the only other one I've been to was Kingswood. And yeah, no, it's that one's getting better. I think, you know, once I'm able to hit the ball more consistently straight, it'll be more of a fun course, but it is quite a bit longer of a course, so it obviously, if I'm not hitting the ball straight and whatnot, then it's causing issues at times. And there's a lot of trees also, so that's also an issue, but they have some pretty half-decent prices, so can't complain on that. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it for now. A little bit of a shorter one, but yeah, if anything new comes up, I will be sure to update the zero listeners. Oh, and there was one question here. Let me take a look to see what it was here. It was, I guess, like, who would you rather play with, Tiger Woods, Rory, or Bryson DeChambeau? You know, I think I wouldn't really be interested in Bryson. I mean, look, all three of them, I guess, would be great, and I'd be able to pick their brain on sport and learn something and whatnot. But I think either Tiger or Rory's my guy, or my guys. I don't know. I just, big fans of both of them. I think I like Rory just a bit more, but no, I don't know. Both of them they're all great. I would be extremely lucky to play or even talk to any of them, but yeah, I'm going to go with Rory. But, okay, yeah, I think that's it for the podcast. I still got to shoot some video for a YouTube thing that's coming out, hopefully by the end of summer. Besides that, it'll probably be another podcast in August, I think, unless something comes up. Maybe a video podcast, if possible. But, yeah, no, that's it. So, have fun golfing, and we will talk to you later.